This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Commission said Friday it reached a deal in the principle to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain to resume through five European Union countries that imposed restrictions. VOA's Marissa Milton.
Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets, which was pushing down prices for local farmers. The European Commission vice president said in a tweet Friday that the deal includes safeguard measures for four products: wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seed. The five countries became transit routes for Ukrainian grain that could not be exported through the country's Black Sea ports because of Russia's invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia has fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Ukraine in attacks that killed at least 23 people. The three children were among the dead. Most of the victims died when two cruise missiles slammed into an apartment building in central Ukraine early Friday. The attacks included the first one on the capital in nearly 2 months. The Kyiv government said Ukraine's Air Force intercepted 11 missiles and two drones. North Korea issued insults to U.S. President Joe Biden.
A powerful sister of North Korea's leader says her country would stage more provocative displays of its military might in response to a new U.S.-South Korean agreement to intensify nuclear deterrence to counter the North's nuclear threat. Kim Yo-jong insists the agreement shows extreme hostility toward Pyongyang. She also lobbed personal insults toward President Biden, who, after a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday, stated that any North Korean nuclear attack on the U.S. or its allies would result in...
And this is VOA News. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio de Lula da Silva has approved the creation of six indigenous territories, the first such move after a five-year hiatus in indigenous demarcation. His action delivers in part on a campaign promise and also serves to help protect critical Amazon rainforests from commercial exploitation. Lula's predecessor, far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, had suspended indigenous demarcation in deference to agribusiness interests that opposed it. The largest of the areas recognized Friday is in the Amazon, the world's largest tropical forest and a critical factor in the world's stability to sequester carbon and stem climate change. Sudanese residents say heavy explosions and gunfire rocked parts of Sudan's capital and Twin City, despite the extents of a fragile truce between the country's rival top generals. The military said the rapid support forces traded accusations of violating the ceasefire on Friday. Meanwhile, in a UNICEF video, Danik Lidu, who is chief of communications and chat, sketches the scene at a village close to the Sudanese town of Tandalti. A steady stream of refugees cross the border river.
I am now right on the border with Sudan. What you see behind me is Sudan, and you see a constant massive movement of people going in and out of the next town in Sudan, which is just across what is a river during the rainy season, but it's completely dry now.
Multiple short truces have been not stopped the fighting. The U.S. Army has grounded all of its non-critical flight missions until pilots can receive new training, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The safety stand down comes in the wake of Thursday's deadly mid-air collision between two Army Apache helicopters returning from a training mission over Alaska. There was also a crash last month in Kentucky that killed 9 soldiers. All aviation units are ordered to review the maintenance of their aircraft, pilot training, and safety precautions. An Army spokesman says the suspension of air operations is effective immediately. Active duty units will undergo new training the first week of May, while reserve units will have until May 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There is more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.